Well, Trent and London were limited in practice today. We'll tell more over the next 3 days exactly where they're at. Yeah, you're keeping your fingers crossed. You know, they both got significant injuries, and you're hoping over the next 3 days you're able to go.
Like you said before, you don't even worry about London anymore. Does that still apply this week?
Yeah. It'll apply every time he's hurt, because you know what type of mindset that he has. His recovery time, you know, over 200-plus consecutive games gives you an idea. Chances are he will be ready. But he is quite sore.
Those other two times this year, were you skeptical of him for either of those games?
Yeah, last week I was very skeptical. Yeah, very skeptical. I was hoping he was going to play, but, you know, when you're in a boot, and can't, doesn't look good, but, you know, you don't know for sure.
If you look at how Brandon ranks on kickoffs, uh-huh, some of the other guys that have done it as much as him, mm-hmm, I think there are like three guys fewer yards per attempt on kickoffs and fewer, mm-hmm, punts. Is it oversimplifying it to just say that without kind of looking at the whole operation? Are you content with what he's given you in the return game?
Well, we want more production, obviously, where you're ranked, where we're ranked. You want to get better, and that's what we're working on. It's a collective group, just not one guy. But, yeah, we're working to improve in that area. Every area that we're poor in, we're, you know, working extremely hard to get better at, and hopefully we will.
Specific to Banks, is it a situation where he's giving you what you want, just a couple things not opening up, you're fine with how he's performed?
Well, it's a combination, like I said, of everybody. You know, say, hey, you know, we talked about the Pittsburgh game. You know, we talk about, hey, you gotta play well as a group on offense. And I said, sometimes you have as many drops as you had. One guy might not look as quite as good if it's a quarterback or if it's the offensive line, whatever it may be. But same thing in special teams. It's a group effort. It takes one guy. And if we're not happy with somebody playing a certain position, they won't play it. If it's up front on the line or if it's returning or making too many poor decisions. You get so many chances, and if you don't take advantage of those chances, you know, then you're not playing.
Last week's punt return aside, have you been pleased with his decision-making back there?
Well, I think we talked about my wife earlier in the week. That she,
has she been pleased with it before?
She's been quite disappointed at times, but hopefully it improves. No, Brandon knows that you know, he's got to be smarter about his decision-making. If he makes too many mistakes like that, then he's not back there. So we're looking for some improvement, and hopefully it happens Monday night.
About midway through last year, Kyle's wife told him to run the ball more, and now you guys are second in rushing offense.
As I told you in history, that when you take a look at what we've been able to do over 20 years, that, you know, running the football is very important to us. And obviously, we got a little bit better in that area. But, yeah, I think Mandy was right. I think Mandy was right.
D-Hall was hit with another two fines. Uh-huh. Are you worried at all that maybe it might change the way he plays? It might take a little bit of the edge away from him?
Well, just because you get fined doesn't mean you don't go through an appeal process. I haven't even seen that one on film. I don't even recall what he did wrong. So I got to go back and look at the film. You know, so I'll talk about that after he appeals it.
Are you talking about the horse collar? No.
I can't get specific on it.
But he is appealing the fine.
I can't get specific on it. You know, he's going to have to tell you one way or the other, but... You know, sometimes because a guy gets fined doesn't mean that he's guilty. You know, you go through the process first. And I'm not supposed to speak on it, so I try to bite my tongue. Obviously, it doesn't work out all the time.
Mike, do you get the sense that the fines, the way they are coming down these days, act as a deterrent at all, or do guys just try to play hard and the fines just come?
I think everybody's got a different, you know, difference of opinion there. I mean, obviously, anytime you take a lot of cash out of somebody's pocket, I think the guys play hard. Guys play to win. They do make a mistake. You know, they're not trying to hurt somebody. You know, sometimes when it goes helmet to helmet, the last second a guy goes down, lowers his head, and there's helmet to helmet. He doesn't know that when he takes off, when he's got his head down. So, but you're still going to get fined. So it's not the intent. It's the action. So these players are dealing with it.
Mike, when you have a guy like Pierre who wasn't able to play against the Giants last time because of injury, and now he comes back. How much does that change things? Because now you're playing a team the second time, but now you have an extra variable in there with him playing.
Well, you'd like to, you know, be full go. You still got to find ways to win if you lose players. You know, just like you lose a guy like Fred Davis. You know, a guy like Logan's got to step up, and Niles, and obviously Chris. And you know, you're hoping that you can still do what you need to do to win. And same at the wide receiver position. But when you get those guys back, and you get a guy like Pierre, who's got a lot of confidence, we expect him to play very well, and just like he did against Dallas, because he's got that capability. So it helps us obviously as a football team. Anything else? Okay, guys.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. Thanks.